This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
This is Gina Glass, and I get my Aussie on with Ginny, Az, and the Bish, the Hump Day Crew, every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Hump Day Crew with you every Wednesday, 6:30 till 9. And this morning we've got with us a friend of the Hump Day Crew, Chris from Metro Body Fitness, who will be talking to us about breakfast and food and how we should stay fit. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bish. How you doing?
Not bad at all, thank you.
He's busily taking notes on what we're consuming at the moment.
Yes, I know. But you're obviously a personal trainer, Chris, and you're helping out the Hump Day Crew at the moment, trying to get us fit for the summer.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
And I bet it is a lot of fun watching Ginny squatting and getting all hot and bothered, but she's aching this morning. I know that you've been training her well.
Yes, we had a bit of fun the other day. It's actually quite aggressive little thing. She gets put a few boxing gloves on her and she just goes crazy.
It's funny, I didn't know my right hook was that powerful. Now I feel comfortable with the next girl, but I just didn't get any impression.
Oh yeah, I'd be very cautious.
So not only do you do personal training, but you give some general advice about how you stay fit and eating. You're not a dietitian, but you do know what sort of keeps us healthy. So today, obviously, we're the breakfast crew. So tell us about breakfast and what your thoughts are around that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking around the studio here. I see you've got a banana in front of you, which is a good start to the day. So basically, first thing it's very good to do in the mornings is simply start off with breakfast. I mean, breakfast is one of the most important meals, as everyone's heard of the day, but there's reasons for it. And for example, at night when you go to bed, your system shuts down or slows down, you could say. So, you know, your metabolism slows down. You pretty much are fasting overnight. So you wake up in the morning, your blood sugar level's pretty low. So, mm-hmm. you know, so you want to get your glucose levels up. So if you're skipping breakfast, there's many things that it will affect you. Things such as concentration, you know, hand-eye coordination, memory, energy, etc. So, you know, glucose levels, you know, you want to bring those up because your nervous system or your central nervous system works on glucose as a fuel. So without it, you'll feel tired or you know, you'll have all the effects in the morning. So if you've ever skipped lunch or breakfast, I should say, you'll feel the difference throughout the day in terms of sharpness.
Chris, you're talking about consuming glucose and getting your glucose levels up. Is carbohydrates, the best time to consume carbohydrates, is it at breakfast time?
There is a saying that goes around. So a healthy way of eating is eating like a king in the morning, queen for lunch, and a servant for dinner. So, and that actually applies to carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are a fuel that burns off fairly quickly and gives you a good amount of energy. So consuming it in the morning makes perfect sense because it's going to power you through your day. So if you've got a important meeting or you're going to be doing something that's that requires, whether it be concentration or effort, definitely carbohydrates in the morning.
And there's a myth of by skipping a meal, you can actually lose weight. And I've learned from past experience with friends, etc., that doesn't necessarily work.
No, actually, it's very interesting. Skipping meals is, your body does require, if you like, three meals a day, or it actually looks for food at certain times of the day. So certainly when you wake up, it wants to bring its glucose levels up. It wants to, it needs to be powered up. So if you're skipping meals, there's a few things that will happen. And there's many things. But for example, when we talk about fasting, your body's fasting overnight. In the morning, if you skip breakfast, it can be up to 15 to 20 hours before you actually consume something, if you're having something around lunchtime. And what happens is the enzymes in your body basically need to metabolize fat. They're actually there's certain enzymes that don't appear because you've starved yourself of body. So at the end of the day, do you really expect to lose weight if you're depriving your body?
No, I know that from past experience. I've told to sort of snack. You have a good hearty breakfast, as you've mentioned already, and then you have something at sort of 10:30 to get the metabolism going. Have a fairly sizable lunch, not too many carbs, and then the evening don't have any carbs after 7 o'clock. Is that correct? I think, or something. If you stick to that sort of rule, that speeds your metabolism up, and you should, by eating more sort of smaller meals, you should actually lose weight. Funny enough.
Yes, well, the idea behind that is to actually kickstart your metabolism and keep your metabolism working. So first thing in the morning, your metabolism is fairly slow. If you use the analogy of lighting a fire, if you like. So, you know, you get up in the morning. If you're going to light a fire, you can use carbohydrates. They burn very quickly. Very nice. So you can you kickstart your metabolism off with some carbohydrates, get it fired up. And then throughout the day, you're just simply throwing small meals on it, small logs, if you like, as the analogy goes. So, and it's very easy to maintain that type of a fire, if you like, by just putting every 2-3 hours, giving it a piece of, a bit of a log or a reasonable snack, a healthy snack.
And this only works with regular exercise as well to work alongside your diet. So it's not just your diet that you need to look after. You should actually do some regular exercise as well to help burn off those logs, so to speak.
Well, interestingly, your regular exercise is the other thing that will help with metabolism. So if you get up in the morning, go for a brisk walk or a light jog, your metabolism is going to pick up as well. So the two go hand in hand, really important. But if you're looking at weight loss, for example, that's an interesting one because some say, there's different schools of thought, but 60% of weight loss tends to be diet. So if you're just simply consuming processed sugars, you're eating the wrong foods, junk food, fast food, and you're exercising like crazy, the reality is you're not really going to lose too much weight. But if you combine them, if you get the combination right and you start to eat the right foods, and there's good carbohydrates, there's no problems with that. There's good protein that you need to be consuming, and you're doing a reasonable form of exercise, you don't have to go nuts. Guaranteed you are going to shed the weight. And it's important to eat, if you like, within every 3 hours. So small meals, some say even up to 6 meals a day is quite okay. You know, I've seen some stuff where people are eating, having a meal at 10 o'clock at night before they go to bed. And that's actually quite acceptable because you've got this metabolism that's fired up so much that what you do consume, it just basically gobbles it up and says, thank you very much. With a slow metabolism, it actually is going to store some of that, the food that you've digested, because it can't handle it. It's a slow metabolism. So it puts it away and stores it as body fat.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, from Joy Sponsor Metro Body Fitness, thank you for joining us.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
And you've given us some great tips. So people out there, eat your breakfast and eat it wisely.
I'm going to have a banana now.
Yes, Bish, eat your breakfast.
Thanks,
Stay
Chris.
Stay tuned. More coming up on the Hump Day Crew. You can check out all the podcasts from our Hump Day Crew at thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com. Right now, to kickstart your morning with your breakfast, here's a bit of Armin Van Buuren.
Hey, this is Jay Rodriguez. You might know me from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.